Mr. John. With Fibber. Thanks for Home and Industry presents Fibber, McGee, and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Goderet, and me, Harlow Wilcox. And Phil Leslie, music by the King's Band. That some homes seem to have so much more charm than others. Expensive furnishings? Well, not as a rule. Usually it's a matter of good taste in arrangement and good housekeeping, in which richly polished floors and other surfaces play an important part. Floors that are regularly polished with Johnson's wax become more and more beautiful. They acquire a gleaming mellow sheen that sets off your furnishings to best advantage. Tabletops, woodwork, radios, and sideboards shine with beauty when they're wax protected. In every room, there are many uses for this old favorite. Ornaments, chair arms, leather goods, and 100 other accessories glow and sparkle when polished with Johnson's wax. Of course, you know that the tough wax film protects all these surfaces against dirt, wear, and spill things. Also, it saves you hours of work because wax surfaces are so easy to keep clean. Why not add to the friendly charm of your home with Johnson's wax, face, liquid, or cream? Mrs. Molly McGee of 79 Wistful Vista loves her little home and everything in it. But there are certain things in the living room which she thinks could be freshened up a little, such as the coats, pants, and shoes on the fellow lying on the sofa. Listen to her now addressing the poor man's Adolph Monju as we meet Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
And while I don't expect you to lounge around the house in Scott's gray and brogues, fitted dress shirts, and ascot ties, I do think you might give yourself a little more care.
Hmm.
Frankly, dearie, you look like an inhabited donation to the clothing drive.
Well, you know me, just strictly there for comfort.
Well, I have nothing against comfort, sweetheart. However, the creases you don't have in your pants are beginning to show up as wrinkles on my forehead.
The baby never let it be said that McGee wouldn't cooperate. What do you want me to do? Name it, and I'll consider it.
Well, to start from the bottom and work up, give a thought to your shoes.
What's the matter with them? Well, I'll admit, if Prince Charming found one in the ball, he wouldn't scour the village for Cinderella. But they're comfortable.
Why, the heels are run down like an absent-minded pedestrian.
Mm.
They have less polish than a Mississippi senator. And the lowers are definitely on their uppers. Really, dearie, a man in your position should have new shoes.
A man in what position?
Lying down on the sofa. People can see how worn your soles are.
Yeah.
And the shoelaces. No wonder you get dressed so fast in the morning.
What do you mean?
You must make 30 knots an hour just in your shoelaces.
My dear, I have never pretended to be a dude. I'm no bro bummel. I'm not a fop. But rather than cause you a moment's distress, Pussy, saddle the mules and we'll gallop down to the Bon Ton. I'll buy some new ones.
Oh, good for you. You love some new shoes.
I didn't mean new shoes. I meant new shoelaces.
Oh, dear.
Come on, get your hat and let's go. We can be back
in. Come in.
Oh, hi, Elsie. It's Elsie from the beauty parlor, Molly.
Hello, Elsie. Did I leave my contact there again?
Here, honey, and I just left it there. I said to myself, Miss Merkel, I said, quit dragging that compact back and forth like a Labrador receiver.
Retriever, Elsie.
Oh, is that the kind of a dog which you throw a stick in the lake and he runs in and brings back somebody's bathing cap, Mr. McGee?
That's the kind, Elsie. Do you have a dog?
No, Mrs. McGee. I always wanted one because Mom always told me to be done with the kind animals. But when I was shopping for a dog, I had a horrible experience.
What happened, Elsie? Get a wire hair with a short circuit?
No, but the salesman who was trying to sell me a Doberman turned out to be a pincher himself.
Heavenly days, how revolting. What did you do, Elsie?
Honey, a change in your legal eye that would solve the housing situation until 1972. I was so perturbed that when I got back to the weekly visit to Luna Beauty, I turned out three clients with playful hair.
Sounds rather attractive, Elsie. Beauty parlor work must be kind of interesting. Incidentally, you know the best way to avoid falling hair?
How, Mr. McGee?
Just duck to one side.
Oh.
To get a girl to avoid falling hair, just... It's a fun involving a...
Ain't funny, McGee.
It's shaking his pants.
Well, that's odd. I've used that joke for 22 years. Hey, you gotta go, Elsie?
Yeah, I think it's safe now.
Safe, Elsie?
Yeah, Mrs. McGee. There's a certain fella which has been following me for several days now, wherever I go. And I don't want to stay out of sight too long, so he might get discouraged. Goodbye.
Quite a character, that, Elsie.
Yeah.
If I had her job, I'd soon be a womanator, and I'm glad I'm not, because you being a woman,
I hate to interrupt what might turn out to be a lovely little bit of sentiment, dearie. Mm-hmm. But if we're going down to the bond town to get some shoestrings, remember the days are getting shorter.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, come on, let's go. Where's my muffler?
Muffler? Why, McGee, it's warm out today.
Yeah, I know, but I thought, well, a muffler, I don't have to put on a necktie. Where do you suppose I put my muffler?
Oh, I know where it is. Right here. No, McGee, please. I haven't had a chance to get it.
Mills and the orchestra and South America. Take it away.
I pay a dollar for a pair of shoes.
All right. Let's keep moving along now. Keep the entrances clear. Keep your going in and your coming out, so make up your mind.
Hey, watch who you're shoving there, you slab-sided bunion grower.
Bunion grower, is it? Fast and disabled and regarded. Another typical Hibernian expression. I've got a good mind to run you in, you scut.
Oh, McGee, it's Officer Mulcahy.
I don't care if it's Ellery Queen. Get your fruit-stained pinkies off my coat collar, you ham-handed stop sign.
Why, you little spalpeen, I'll...
Oh, pipe down. You road company, Nick. What are you doing in this precinct anyway? Like the trap drummer that was playing the fly spec, you're a little off your beat, aren't you?
Don't be impudent, you larrikin. What's the matter with you today that the sweet music of me nightstick on your noggin wouldn't soar?
Well, himself is a little allergic to shopping trips, Mr. Mulcahy. Be nice, dearie. The officer's only doing his duty.
Well, let him do his duty to somebody else, then. Come on, let's get this over with. So long, Square.
Good day to you, officer.
And good day to yourselves. If I do say it myself, I don't mean a word of it. Take care of yourselves and may your cars never go dry. All right, now keep the engine clear for us when you're coming in, or you're coming out, or you're coming out.
Harper's name is Mulcahy. Why'd you call him Square?
Because when you want him, he's never around. Come on, let's go.
Oh, my, my. Quite a crowd, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose we'll find a few things in the notes department. Let's ask the floor walker. Can you see him anyplace?
That's him right over there.
How do you know?
He's the only guy in the store that's standing still. Hey, Bud, where do you keep your shoelaces?
In the top right-hand drawer of my dresser, sir. I use it. Oh, you mean in the store. The notion counter, sir, 4 aisles over, and I beg your pardon. Aren't you Mr. Fibber McGee?
Well, if he isn't, it's going to be quite a scandal in our neighborhood.
Why, Bud?
Well, I'm so glad you came in, sir. The new suits you ordered in 1942, 43, 44, and 45 have arrived. They've already been altered and charged to your account.
What? At this late date?
We did the best we could, madam. After all, he signed for them, you know.
Well, what if I did? My gosh, you should have known when peace broke out, I'd want to cancel the order. Call the manager.
Yes, sir. Have you $7.65 in change?
Why?
I'll have to call him long distance. He's in Palm Springs at a menswear convention.
Look at those beautiful California sports shirts. Why don't you get one?
They are?
Yes, they're so comfortable. Wear the collar up and no tie, the tail out.
That ain't my trouble. I wear the collar out and the cuffs out, but I never wear out...
Now, McGee.
Well, look who's here to coin an old expression. Good day, Molly.
Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hi, Jane Grafton. If you're looking for the cutlery department, it's in the basement. And for a low character like me, the basement...
Oh, McGee, mind your manners.
Never mind him, my dear. One can't expect courtesy and refinement from one whom you stalked delivered on the wrong side of the airport.
Whom delivered whom on the wrong side of what airport? Look, you medical misfit. I can trace my ancestors back through Richard the Lionhearted, Ivan the Terrible, and Pierre the Plucky. Your family tree has such a slippery elm you couldn't hardly hang a horse thief on it.
What? Why, you little outcast? My great-grandmother was a Cherokee Indian, and I have more American blood in my earlobe than you could get with a transfusion from the Rainbow Division.
Is that so? Compared to my family, the Indians were immigrants. Why, you're...
Ah, boys, 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 stop it. The way you wrangle, anybody would think this was a peace conference. Doctor, are you shopping for something?
Why, yes, my dear. Tomorrow is Miss Tremaine's birthday, and I thought I'd pick up some little gift.
Let me give you a tip, Doc.
Old man? Yes?
We're good friends with a girl who does her work at the beauty parlor, and I happen to know Miss Tremaine's favorite perfume is called Destiny at Midnight. $22 an ounce.
But, McGee, I don't think...
That's all right, my dear. If it were $97 an ounce, it wouldn't make any difference.
What? It wouldn't?
No, because I've already bought her some handkerchiefs. See you later, Molly. Good day, worm face.
McGee, are you trying to stir up trouble? Elsie Merkel said Miss Tremaine hated Destiny at Midnight Circle.
It was a fairly safe suggestion, kiddo. Gamble thinks no more of $22 than England thinks of the crown jewels. Hey, which way is the notion counter? Let's get those shoelaces and scram out of here.
All right, dear. He said 4 aisles over, and
I beg your pardon. Isn't this Mr. and Mrs. Fibber McGee?
No, sis. I am Mr. Molotov, and this lady is Catherine of Russia. We're shopping for some iron curtains.
We are so and Mrs. McGee.
Oh, I have some news for you.
Yeah.
Wonderful glad, madam. I have one...
Our Miss Champion. Yes, Miss... Our Miss Champion. Yes, Miss...
Wonderful news for you.
Yes.
Wonderful glad, madam. I have one... Rub... Yes, sir. The 5 dozen... Isn't that marvelous?
Sis, come back here.
Gosh. What on earth?
5 dozen rubber gloves.
Here, sir.
Hey, greetings. Hello there, Molly. Hey, greetings. Hello there, Molly.
For years, I've...
Hey, greetings.
Hi.
Hello there, Mom.
Scott?
Hi, did the buyer.
My wife.
Egg timer?
Yeah, the new egg timer. Do I get one for you? Gags. You experienced with your gags. For you, with your timer.
Gags, Junior. You take... Never mind my gags, Junior. You take... Never mind my gags, Junior. You take... Never mind my gags. Gently old. Care of the whites. I'll...
Excuse me, McGee.
Too late. That's where I...
What you look
from the manager this morning? I had a message for you from the manager this morning. He said, Grand, shall they deliver?
Pigeons, McGee.
An easy feeling I did.
Oh, and I wanted to help you. I cancel the order, will you, Junior?
I think it's too
close. Let's get out of here, McGee.
Hey, on the third floor. Drop up to the household goods. Demonstration of floor, kids. Marvelous day.
Somebody.
Floor, kids. Marvelous day.
Somebody invented a new can opener.
Johnson self-polishing glow coat.
Johnny, you've heard
of glow coat. I believe I'm...
Here's now, off and on.
Well, off and on. Demonstration. Really amazing.
Really? For all these years, Mr. Wilcox, you've made awfully easy.
Well, I still... To think how a little glow coat poured out, spread around, and let dry can make it up again.
Yeah.
And in 20 minutes or less.
Yeah, but...
To see those faded colors come back to life. To see the tufts and rough places disappear. And to know that some housewives have hours more of leisure.
Look at his lip quiver, Molly. One of these days, his wife is going to sue the wax factory for alienation of affection. One of these days, his wife is going to sue the wax factory for alienation.
Speaking of the factory, pal, listen. We're all invited to Racine November 5th for their 60th anniversary. Can you go?
Can we go? We can get himself here some new shoelaces in the...
If the company sees me barefooted, he might consider... Already expressed himself.
Tell him we'll be there November 5th, Mr. Wilcox.
Well, I'll get a bird off first thing in the morning.
You'll do what?
Send them a bird. I communicate with the factory by carrier pigeon. Didn't you know?
How interesting. Why, Mr. Wilcox?
No stamps. I saved $17 last fiscal year. Well, see you later, Tillen.
Come on, Molly, let's get over there. I want to get those shoelaces before the joint closes.
Yes, we've been holding all home week here in the island.
I beg your pardon. Is this Mr. McGee of 79, Mr. Richter?
Yes, sis. What can I do?
When you have a free moment, can you step into the special equipment department? I am Miss Beetletrim, the buyer.
Why, certainly, Miss Beetletrim, but what did you want to
show? Oh, I just wanted to show you your step. It's arrived. We can send it out to you by...
Junior, I never ordered any such as... When was that, sis?
Put up on your signed order.
That's good. 5 dozen rubber gloves, 3 bare torches. McGee.
Yeah.
2 torches. McGee.
Yeah. Wait, why?
I want to send her a nasty telegram.
Wait, why?
I want to send her a nasty telegram.
Wait, why?
I want to send her a nasty telegram.
Wait, why?
I want to send her a nasty telegram. Molly, we've been trying to get to that notions counter for 45 minutes. I got to get those shoelaces. Dad, right, there goes my left shoe again. Where's this? Oh, I got to get those shoelaces. I know, dearie, but I just couldn't resist looking at these darling bridge favorites. Every time I see these, I wish I played bridge.
You do play bridge, remember?
You never saw me bring home a sterling silver bud vase, did you? That little group of public enemies I play bridge with is strictly from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Hmm. When they get through with my hand, it makes Hiroshima look like Shangri-La.
Well, don't play with them, Tootsie.
And why not, may I ask?
Well,
a finer bunch of girls never look for a price mark on our draperies.
Dude.
Perfect can you stand there and accuse my
good... Okay.
Good day, McGee.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mays.
Hi, Latrivia. Hey, I got news for you.
Really?
Now, McGee, if it's about...
Look, Latriv, we just met Doc Gamble in here, and he says it's Fifi Tremaine's birthday tomorrow.
The information, I believe, is available to anyone with sufficient curiosity to look into any theatrical reference book.
Oh, well, we don't care how old she is, kid, but look, I happen to know that Fifi Tremaine's favorite perfume is Destiny at Midnight. And get this, Gamble only bought her some hankies.
Yeah, but McGee, I told you that Miss Tremaine didn't...
How about it, Fifi? You gonna let that 40-cent fracture peddler beat your time? Get her a slug of that stuff, boy. It's only $22 an ounce.
I thank you for the suggestion, McGee.
You gonna do anything about it?
No.
Oh.
If Dr. Gamble doesn't think he can afford such an expensive gift, I shall not take advantage of the situation. I shall get her some handkerchiefs, too.
Oh, good for you, Mr. Mayor. You're a sportsman.
Thank you. As I once told Miss Tremaine when she was singing in Oklahoma.
Oh, whereabouts in Oklahoma, Trev? I got a cousin in Muskogee.
I was referring to the musical play by that name, McGee.
Oh,
it was wonderful, too. But where in Oklahoma was it playing when you met her, Mr. Mayor? Oklahoma City?
It was in Yonkers.
Don't be silly, Latrivia. Yonkers ain't in Oklahoma.
Of course not. Oklahoma was in Yonkers.
Why, that's ridiculous. Any schoolboy knows that Oklahoma's in Kansas. Furthermore, Mr.
I didn't say the state of Oklahoma was in Yonkers. I meant the play. When the state of Yonkers was in... I mean when the play Yonkers was in Oklahoma.
Look. Let's not get excited. Let's give it a chance. Now then, you met Miss Tremaine where?
In Yonkers.
Good. Now then, what was she doing?
Singing in Oklahoma.
That's a physical impossibility, Chris. If she was in Yonkers, who could hear her singing clear out in Oklahoma? If she had a voice like that, she'd...
She didn't have a voice like that. I didn't say she sang from Yokohama to Oklahoma. I mean, she played in the... sang in the theatrical production of Yonkers. In the Yonkers company of Oklahoma. Now, wait a minute. I met Chiefy Yonkers in a play of a thing in Oklahoma. But she... I was...
McGee.
Yes?
Would you care to have a job with the city?
Oh, he'd love it, Mr. Mayor. Wouldn't you, dearie?
That depends. What kind of a job, Latriv? I don't want to have any particular favors, mind you. I want to start at the bottom.
You will. You are the new sewer inspector. Good day.
Must you try to stir up trouble between the mayor and Dr. Gamble? Don't you realize they're both gentlemen and nobody can win anything from a gentleman except another gentleman?
No, I'm just trying to needle them along, baby. That love affair of theirs is too quiet. Needs some fireworks. If love is supposed to be conservative, don't you think Cupid will wear more clothes? My gosh, I don't see what...
Oh, I say, aren't you, Mr. McGee?
Oh, no, not again.
What is it, bud?
You're just the man we've been trying to contact, Mr. McGee. It's here. We've even got it on the truck for delivery.
You look ill, dearie. Lean on the counter. I'll ask the man. What's loaded on the truck for delivery, sir?
Why, the combination bomb shelter and septic tank Mr. McGee has had on order. He's had on order for 3 years. It's simply beautiful, Mr. McGee, really.
Yeah, but that was way back. Look, but...
A bomb shelter. Now, wait a minute, bud. The suits I can maybe use. The gloves I can sell. The clay pigeons I can shoot. The deep freeze.
Yeah?
I'll think of something for that.
But a bomb shelter, bud. If you think for 1 minute I'm going
to... I'm sorry, sir. We have your signature on an order. You'll have to discuss the details with the credit manager. Good day.
Well, this has been quite a shopping trip. Say, how are we fixed for rocket ships and diving suits?
Wait, kid. Oh, quick. Don't rub them in. I feel awful enough as it is. Let's get my two strings and go home.
All right, pet. We'll get out of this somehow. Here's the notion counter. Say, miss, my husband wants some two strings, please.
28 inches, sis. Brown ones.
Two strings, sir? Oh, I'm sorry, but we haven't been able to get metal tips for several years. We had a war on, you know, but if you'd care to sign this waiting list, we'd be glad.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I was
was looking at some beautiful miniature rooms the other day, and among them were some old kitchens.
Gosh, they certainly give you something to think about. Can you imagine having to go back to kerosene lamps again, or drawing water from an outside well? Or think of the hours of continual scrubbing it took to keep those big old floors looking nice. Now, you're more fortunate on that floor business. With Johnson's Glow Coat, it's the easiest thing in the world to have kitchen floors that are always clean and bright. You know, of course, that Glow Coat is self-polishing. You apply it, then let it dry. That's the whole simple Glow Coat story. There's no rubbing or buffing. In 20 minutes, your linoleum is wax-polished and gleaming. Its colors and patterns clear and fresh. Glow Coat also saves you work because it's so easy to keep a glow-coated floor beautiful and clean. Wipes the shining surface with a damp cloth and spill stains and dirt simply vanish. Why don't you find out what beautiful linoleum and other floors you can have in a jiffy with Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat.
Imagine all those wartime orders coming to life. Play pigeons, four suits, rubber gloves, and deep trees. This is terrible.
Now, don't you worry about it, Lee. We'll think of some way.
By George, just the man I'm looking for, Mr. McGee. I have it.
You have what?
Your three-ton dump truck, Mr. McGee. Oh. Just arrived yesterday. It's taken us 4 years, but we got it.
A dump truck?
Just what I need. Back it up over at the Bonton, Bud. I got enough stuff over there to... Huh?
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, all. Oh. This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Products for Home and Industry, and thanking the Menswear Palm Springs Fashion Roundup for its hospitality. We invite you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night. Thank you.